Isn't it holy Quran in Surah Al Imran?
Yes.
Allah Ta'ala has said, Inna Masala Isa, Inna Lahi Kamasala Adam.
Kamasali Adam.
Kamasali Adam. Halakahu Miturabin, Summa Kala Lahum Kun Fayakun.
That's right.
In this verse, there is some confusion in my mind.
Yes.
How are both these birds, all creation, similar?
The confusion is removed when Allah says, the last three words should be recited again. Kun fayakun, what's just before that? Iza arada or what?
Summa qala lahum.
No, before that, summa qala.
Khalaqahu min turabin.
Yes.
Summa qala lahum kun fayakun.
Yes, khalaqahu min turabin. Summa qala lahu kun fayakun. The phenomena of kun fayakun is not the phenomena of birth. It is the phenomena of creation. So, what Allah is pointing to is this, that because of this apparently fatherless birth, apparently unnatural birth, you are drawing the conclusion that this is the phenomena of delivery of a child, in which a father has to participate. And because a father has to participate, so Allah fulfilled that vacuum and participated in this phenomena like a father in the creation of a child. So Allah tells us that such people are missing the point altogether. As far as Allah goes, there is no question of Allah acting like a human father. Whatever He wants to create, He says, be, and it happens, it becomes. That is the phenomena. So if a fatherless child creates these doubts in your mind, why shouldn't the creation of the first man create these doubts doubly so? At least in this case, there was a mother available. In the case of the first ever person born, according to the belief of the time, those who held this belief, they are addressed. And according to their belief, Adam was without a mother and without a father. So Allah draws the attention of those people that in that case he should be doubly called a true son of God, in which Allah both worked as a mother and as a father. He supplemented both these phenomena. So that is the similarity. His being fatherless is giving rise to such allegations that Allah worked as a husband or as a father. So Allah says, you also believe that Adam was without a father and without a mother. In that case, the conclusion you should draw should be that Allah worked both as a mother and a father. But in that situation you say no. When Allah says wants something to happen, He says be, and lo, it is. So why are you deviating in this instance? That is the similarity to which the attention is drawn.